Councillor Howard wishes to come in on this.
Thank you. Supplementary question there regarding your comments. You mentioned the waste transfer station, I believe, on the A120. So I'd like to draw to your attention and ask for your comments on this. The fact that some of these lorries are turning at one of the most notoriously dangerous junctions in the district where we're currently waiting for the cameras to be put in. So as such, I would like you to possibly follow that matter up with them and advise them that they shouldn't be doing so, if you are agreeable to that. Thank you.
You'd like to come back on that?
Yes.
Councillor Stock, I could just see a hand further up there. Okay.
Yeah, just very quick, on the very same topic, I've been inundated with residents complaining to me that they've seen lorries from the waste transfer facility effecting U-turns at the A120 junction. I assumed it was illegal to perform a U-turn there, particularly for an HGV. I'm advised it may not be illegal. It certainly, I understand, is contrary to their planning consent, and I wonder, Chairman, if Councillor Turner could look into this through his officers, find out if they are breaking the law in doing that. Whether they are or not, I think they should be told it's unacceptable, because it must be agreed to be extraordinarily dangerous, particularly at that juncture where so many people have lost their lives anyway, for lorries to be performing U-turns, because it is utterly terrifying to see lorries doing that. I've witnessed lorries doing it. I haven't personally witnessed any of the waste lorries doing it, but lots of other people have, and it is a problem.
Yes, I have to say, it's Waste Away Limited that's constantly turning at this corn here. Yes, I have reported it, and I know that June Clare has taken it up with the director of Waste Away, so I hope something's going to happen. It's quite unacceptable. I came out of the road the other day, and this lorry, Waste Away Limited lorry, was right across the road, absolutely, totally blocking it. It's a 12-wheeler, and it's totally unacceptable. Fortunately, twice I've been able to get their numbers, which has been reported. And I hope that, I know it's been reported to Essex County Council too, and I hope this is being taken up. Thank you.
Okay, I would also like to agree with Councillor Turner on how fantastic the seafront at Clacton looks at the moment, and I think it's all tribute to the seafront team. It's a great delight to walk along the front and see how tidy and clean it is and the work that's going on. However, I do have a question, and it's about the Martello Tower, which still remains fenced off, and I just wondered if we could have any update on what's going to happen there. It's the only blot at the moment, I'd say, on the seafront. Thank you.
Councillor Broderick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to say that every morning I open my curtains and see that number 3 sea groin completed. I have to pinch myself to make sure that it's really happening. From seeing it at HR Wallingfield to what it is now is incredible. And your team are to be complimented. Thank you isn't enough. But the people that are coming down every day to look at it is incredible anyway. Thank you again.
Would you like to return on that, Councillor Turner?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I think I can answer the questions to Councillors Howard, Stock and Heaney. I was aware because Councillor Heaney very kindly sent us details of a particular waste vehicle that was misusing our highways, and this has been handed on to the police and we're still waiting, so we are aware of it. Also, at the same time, our county councillors have taken this up with Kevin Bentley, because this is a county facility, it is not a district council facility. So it's county who are responsible. We obviously ask our partners, Veolia, who collect our waste for us and deliver it there for transferring on, that they are fully aware of this, and as far as I know, none of their vehicles have broken the law or causing upset when returning from and going to the waste transfer station. I'll obviously update Councillors Howard, Stock and Heaney as and when I hear from the police, but it is already in police hands. The next one on Councillor Tracy, thank you very much indeed for your kind comments. They are much appreciated by myself and not only that, my officers, because we do work extraordinarily hard try and I will be answering questions on some minutiae along the seafront close to the Martello Tower later from my colleague Councillor Griffiths. If not, you'll get it in writing, Councillor Griffiths. But I will include yourself in that, Councillor Tracy. On the Martello Tower, now that's a difficult one. We've had a survey done on it, and it's going to cost somewhere in the region of £100,000 to £150,000 to repair. And that English Heritage have decided we can't just go and slap plaster on it and tidy it up, because that's not allowed. We can't hack off the old stuff. That's not allowed. So, in other words, we're waiting to see. It is also inside it that... There's a lot of rot that's gone on. It hasn't been looked up. We are looking into it. There has been a report done on it, but we're at the moment, quite frankly, trying to see if we can afford to do it. It really is. And so that's why it's like that, and that's why it's fenced off. And I really can't move much further on that until we can find some funding. And now we've got the season over, we can start looking at that again in earnest. So thank you for drawing it to our attentions. Councillor Broderick, may I thank you very much for your kind comments. They are much appreciated, and I will pass those on to the officers concerned. Yes, I too, well, as you know, I'm evangelical about this, and I just think it's wonderful. It's interesting, when you walk along there, you never see a man without a smile on his face looking at it. You see a few bemused women, not quite sure about it, but unless they've got their grandchildren with them, then they realise the absolute joy of what's going on there. And the fact they're moving at such speed... And the minor problems of noise and working late, now being accepted, I hope, by your constituents, so that they will realise that we're doing and moving as fast as we possibly can, because we think that will cause minimum disruption in the long run. Once again, many thanks for your comments. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you.